How's it going? Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with our sound technician Marisa Santillan, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, May 13, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. Today we'll have, speaking of music, a feature on the Argentine-Israeli conductor and pianist and maestro Daniel Barenboim, a figure of world music, of classical music, who's also recognized for his peace efforts, especially for creating the West-East Divan Orchestra that is integrated by young Israeli and Palestinian musicians as a message of peace and as an effort to bring closer these two peoples, these two communities. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports. And speaking of DXing, today we're going to have the DX supplement of every week. This show is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 UTC time, and also we have to let you know that our frequency for this show is 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us via internet on rae.com.ar as a podcast, and also as via the app of RAE that you can download for free. Now let's get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei renews Argentina's sovereignty claim over the Malvinas. Senate resumes debate on Milei's reform project, the Ley Bases. A train accident in Buenos Aires left dozens injured. Rains worsened the situation in southern Brazil, where 140 died in floods. Peru President Dina Boluarte's brother arrested on corruption charges. Sports, Argentine football tournament, the professional league has begun. And these are the news. President Javier Milei renewed the Argentine sovereignty claim over Malvinas. In an interview with Chilean newspaper El Mercurio, he said that the islands are Argentine and are being occupied by the United Kingdom. And he confirmed that Buenos Aires will continue to claim through diplomatic channels, and he said, as China did with Hong Kong. In his opinion, it will take years, but I think it is valuable to solve it through diplomatic means. Then he continued, at some point there may be a window of opportunity to do so. If it cannot be done today, there are other things that we can work on in the meantime. This is what Mr. Milei had said a few days back to the BBC, when he also revealed that he did not consider the visit to Malvinas by British Foreign Secretary David Cameron a provocation. According to what the Argentine president said then, Cameron had every right to travel to the archipelago because, quote-unquote, this territory is in the hands of the United Kingdom. End of quote. C Senate commissions resume this Monday analysis of President Milei's reform project, the so-called Bases Law. For today, lawmakers invited speakers to give their opinion on the proposal. Business people, trade unionists, intellectuals and representatives of universities and human rights groups, among others, will be in attendance. The Bases Law introduces changes in labor legislation, in the social security system and in the rules for foreign companies, among other goals. It also grants special powers to the president for 1 year. The bill is treated jointly with the so-called fiscal package, with tax reforms such as the reinstatement of the income tax for high salaries. If the Senate committees do not approve the text, it will have to return to the House for a new debate. Mr. Milei had expressed his wish to have both laws passed before May 25. On that day, he called upon governors to sign with him a pact to establish long-term policies. Almost 100 people were injured in a train accident in the city of Buenos Aires on Friday. It happened in the neighborhood of Palermo on a bridge when a passenger train crashed into an empty one. A court is investigating whether there was a human failure on the part of the drivers, who were charged together with signaling personnel. According to one hypothesis, a signaling operator enabled the train to pass when the track was actually not clear. The local press says that it's also under probe whether the theft of cables from the signaling system could have been another cause for the disaster. Dozens of people were injured and had to be taken to hospitals, in some cases by helicopter. No fatalities were reported anyway, but the images were reminiscent of the terrible accident at the Once terminal of Buenos Aires City back in 2012, which left more than 50 dead. The rains of the last few days have aggravated the situation in southern Brazil, where floods have already left almost 150 dead. In this context, rescue teams are searching for more than 120 missing persons. Authorities of the state of Rio Grande do Sul warned that the situation could worsen in the next few hours due to the flooding of the rivers. More than 2 million people are affected by the lack of housing, food, water, energy and medical supplies. Large areas of the main city, Porto Alegre, are still underwater and local media speak of scenes of chaos. In the historic center of Porto Alegre, furniture can still be seen floating while some people walk on barriers made of rock bags and sand. In the outskirts, the situation is even worse, and there is concern about the sanitary aspect as there are many dead animals rotting in the water. The situation in the neighboring country is also being felt here in Argentina. More than 500 people were evacuated in the city of Concordia due to an increase in the level of the Uruguay River. In Peru, the brother of President Dina Boluarte was arrested on corruption charges. The Peruvian Public Prosecutor's Office confirmed on social media the arrest of Nicanor Boluarte Segarra. Together with two other suspects, he will be investigated for alleged criminal organization and influence peddling, according to the same source. The president's older brother, arrested at his home in capital Lima, denies the charges in turn. The prosecution accuses him of appointing municipal authorities in exchange for money. According to the investigation, Boluarte took advantage of the de facto power granted to him by his sister to implement the prefectures and sub-prefectures for his benefit. The government ruled out that the president would resign because of this case. And now, sports. The first division tournament of Argentine football has begun, the professional league. On the first date, Boca lost 1-0 to Atlético de Tucumán as a visitor. River, on the other hand, started off with a 3-0 victory over Central Córdoba. Meanwhile, Racing Club played an unusual match in Córdoba against Belgrano. They began 1-0 down, then they turned it around 4-1 to end in a 4-4 draw. In other scores, Sarmiento lost to Instituto 1-2, Argentina prevailed over Central 3-2, Newell's defeated Platense 1-0. Huracán defeated Defensa 3-1. Godoy Cruz lost to Barracas here in Buenos Aires 1-0. Independiente lost to Talleres at home 3-1. Tigre also lost at home to Estudiantes 1-0. Riestra defeated San Lorenzo de Almagro 1-0. Lanús lost to Independiente Rivadavia 2-0. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, the VX supplement. But before that, let's enjoy a little bit of music. And as from today, on this show in English of RAE, we're going to have a playlist that has some meaning. No? We're going to be introducing an artist. We're going to be focusing, for example, on a genre, on a particular song, on a particular lyricist, or we're going to be playing songs related to an ongoing event. So we're going to have thematic playlists on our show. To begin with, we're going to have something by Norberto Napolitano, mainly known in Argentina as Papo, one of the main reference of what you call blues rock, a big fan of that kind of music, who started his own group called Papo Blues in the late 60s. He featured a very blues-driven guitar sound, very dirty, and eventually he evolved into hard rock and started a hard rock band in the early 1980s called Riff, which also made a dent in the history of this genre. So Papo, the lead singer, main songwriter and guitarist of Riff and his solo project, is remembered as an example of these two genres. Blues rock, he actually got to play with B.B. King at the Madison Square Garden back in the 1990s. He was invited as a symbol of Argentine blues. But he's also recognized as a hard rock man. No, so he's both things. He was, actually, because he passed away pretty young, at the age of 50 only. He was only 50 when he died in a motorbike accident back in 2005, just outside Buenos Aires City. So today we're going to have music by him and by him only, both from his career in Riff and his solo career and his blues project, Papo's Blues. This song, which is, well, all of these songs that we're going to be playing are a classic tracks in Argentina. But this one is huge. It's called El Viejo, with a very notable and recognizable riff, at least for us Argentines. And the lyrics go like, well, I'm a good person. I'm a good man. It's just that I'm getting old. Everybody loves that line. So there it goes. El Viejo, Papo Blues.
Blues, no puede ser que esto me preocupe. estoy naciendo, qué bueno, qué bueno. ¿Para qué tantos años de experiencia? Y justo ahora me doy cuenta que no tengo. Soy un hombre bueno, lo que pasa es que me estoy viendo viejo.
Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, and we bring you now the DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slaen with useful, interesting information for the DXers out there. So let's get started now with a list of hearings, starting with the United Arab Emirates. We've got the Voice of America, the propaganda station of the US government, retransmitting from Al Dabaya, the Al Dabaya retransmitting center, with programs for Afghanistan, Iran and Iraq in Dari language on the frequency of 9840 kHz around 120. This is the Voice of America, also known as Radio Diwa, transmitting from the United Arab Emirates. We are now moving to Tajikistan. We've got IBRA Radio transmitting on 11,590 kHz from the retransmitting location of the country's capital, Dushanbe. The programs are aired in Bengalese language, and they were picked up around 15 minutes past midnight, UTC times, always, ending or signing off at 30 minutes past midnight. The frequency, I repeat, is 11,590 kHz. Very close to Tajikistan, we've got Uzbekistan, and from that country we can report AWR, Adventist World Radio, in Mandarin language, on the frequency 11,730 kHz, using transmitters, yes, that are rented out of the RRTM Telecom Tashkent Uzbekistan Shortwave Transmitting Broadcast Center. This station, AWR, can be picked up around 50 minutes past midnight on the frequency of 11,730 kHz. Next, we've got All Indian Radio, also known by its new name, Akashvani, which was reported on the frequency of 9,620 kHz, transmitting from Bengaluru, with programs in French picked up around 20:30 UTC time. World Christian Radio was picked up on the frequency of 11,610 kHz at 21:22 with programs in Mandarin, transmitting from the Mahajanga Broadcast Center of Madagascar. That's World Christian Radio on 11,610 kHz. Next, we've got Indonesia. Radio Republik Indonesia is on 7,289.93 kHz, transmitting from the broadcast center of Nabire. It was picked up around 800 hours UTC time, airing programs in Indonesian language. Radio Slovakia International broadcasts in Spanish, and it was picked up around 6:50 UTC time from the WRMI retransmitting center. This is located in Okeechobee, Florida, US, and is the same station that airs programs by this broadcaster, RAE, the international service of the Argentine radio. Radio Slovakia International also uses that broadcaster out of Florida, out of Okeechobee. By the way, hi to our good friend in WRMI, Jeff White. And Radio Slovakia International is also transmitting through that center. It was picked up around 6:50 UTC time with programs in Spanish. Via WRMI also, we've got PAB Radio Africa, also known as Pan American Broadcasting. Language is English, and the frequency is 17,790 kHz. I repeat, 17,790 kHz, around 1540 UTC time, the time it was picked up. And that was our regular DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slayen. If you have a reception report, share it with us and send it to QSLRAE, I repeat, qslrae@gmail.com, or by letter to Maipú Street 555. Thank you for listening, kind 73s.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Daniel Barenboim, the Argentine-Israeli world-renowned classical music conductor and pianist. But that will be after some rock music, and today we are sharing a playlist that is featuring Papo, Norberto Napolitano, mainly known as Papo. Il Carpo was another of his nicknames. And I mentioned before that in addition to his solo, more blues-oriented career, he started a hard rock kind of heavy metal band called Riff, and they had a number of hits, especially in the 1990s. Their final album was called Zona de Nadie, Nobody's Zone, in the early 1990s. It had a very polished FM-friendly sound that enabled them to land a couple of radio hits, such as this one, El Forastero, which is, well, the word for stranger. But stranger as, you know, in the Wild West, and somebody who's from out of town comes into town and he goes into the saloon and he's asked, what is he going to be, a stranger? The stranger in that regard, in that way, is said Forastero, from out of town. There it goes, Riff, El Forastero.
¿Quién eres tú?
Thank you. RAE Argentina to the World presents 10 Argentinians who impressed the world. Daniel Barenboim, a musician beyond borders. One day in 1950, a 7-year-old Argentine boy made his debut as pianist. The world is full of prodigy children whose uniqueness melts into a heap of equals. But Daniel Barenboim, born in November 1942, was made of a special dove. His parents were remarkable pianists, and they soon moved the newly born to the State of Israel. Barenboim's talent was immediately discovered by other musicians. So much so that after his debut in 1952 as a pianist in Salzburg, Austria, he was invited to continue studying there. He was only 10 years old and took lessons of orchestra conduction from a well-known conductor of the time, Igor Markevich. In 1952, he impressed other conductors and also gave his first concert in Paris. It was in Salzburg, where he played for the Wilhelm Furtwängler, who invited him first to the rehearsals of the Don Giovanni opera by Mozart, and later to perform with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. There it was that the incredible orchestra conductor said, "This year-old child, Barenboim, is a freak." At a time when Europe was recovering from the Second World War and when most gifted musicians had survived fascism and the Nazisms by taking shelter in the States, it seemed a miracle that a teenager of 13 or 14 years of age could impress so many remarkable figures. But it happened so. He made his first registration in 1954, and a year later he had lessons with his best teacher, Nadia Boulanger, the same who would teach Astor Piazzolla later. Number one pianist interpreting Chopin was Arthur Rubinstein. It was he who helped Barenboim, who was only 14, to perform in London and New York. In New York, Barenboim played at the Carnegie with the Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leopoldo Stokowski and by Dimitri Mitropoulos, who would be the favorite conductor of Callas at the Metropolitan Opera House. By the beginning of the 60s, the large world orchestra disputed each other for Barenboim's playing with them or conducting them. He never let them down. Since that time, his progress was continuous, and more than once he was involved in controversies. It was at that time that he settled down in London, where he frequently conducted the British Chamber Orchestra and where he led the debut of the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra. In England, he met his first wife, the cello player Jacqueline Dupré, whom he married in 1967. The same year, the Six-Day War took place in which Israel would conquer a large part of the Palestinian territories. The war would leave a mark in Barenboim's life. He was 32 when he was appointed musical director of the Paris Orchestra, where he would stay until 1989, when a scandal related to his fees and politics pushed him away from the post. At that time, France celebrated the bicentenary of its revolution and opened the modern Bastille Opera. But the contract celebrated did not please the new government, who objected to Barenboim's double role of artistic and musical director. Therefore, he resigned. Then, figures such as Patrice Chéreux, composer and director, Pierre Boulez, and soprano Jessie Norman sent a letter to President Mitterrand in which they threatened with canceling their own contracts if Barenboim was not reinstated in his post. No musician paralleled Barenboim's success in the second half of the 20th century. At that time, he was the Paris Orchestra conductor, traveled all around the world giving piano concerts, and many times acted as a soloist and director. He also conducted the Deutsche Berlin Opera, but he never quit playing chamber music with the most remarkable string soloists. His recordings with Jacqueline Dupré are widely remembered. Despite his personal relation with the cellist who suffered from multiple sclerosis, the last year of her life. Thank you. By the beginning of the 80s, the Argentine Israeli broke the taboo that someone of their origin conducted the Wagnerian Festival of Beirut. Precisely when Richard Wagner was considered the reincarnation of anti-Judaism. Years later, in 2001, he dared interpret Wagner in Israel for the first time. The scandal reached parliament, whose cultural commission declared the musician persona non grata, till he excused publicly for having performed a piece of Adolf Hitler's favorite composer. Hardly heard is the fact that Barenboim regularly questioned the occupation of the Palestinian territories and the policy of settlement of Jewish colonies. In June 2017, during the war 50th anniversary, the maestro stated, "To commemorate the 50 years of the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian lands is morally unacceptable. Even those who think that the war of the 6 days was necessary, they can't deny the occupation and everything that came afterwards are an absolute catastrophe for the Palestinian and for the Israelis, both tragically and morally." His friendship with remarkable Palestinians, such as philosopher Edward Said, took him to found in 1999 a workshop integrated by Israeli, Palestinians, and Arab musicians, the Western Eastern Divan. And to do so, they chose a symbolic place, Weimar, Germany, a place where humanist ideals of the Illustration were darkened by the Holocaust. The orchestra performed in many places of the world, though its place of settlement lies in Sevilla, and which was born officially after the Wagner scandal. In 2005, the Western Eastern Divan performed in Ramallah, turning it into the first event of the orchestra in occupied territories. For many Palestinians, this is the first time they met with Israelis outside a military environment. Agel said to Daniel Barenboim, "You are the first thing I see of Israel which is not a soldier or a tank." In 1989, Barenboim conducted the Chicago Symphonic Orchestra, considered one of the best 10 in the world, and which counted with the baton of Maestro Solti, who was approaching retirement. He would conduct the orchestra until 2006. His extraordinary career with the North American Orchestra ended with 3 Ninth Symphonies, those by Mahler, Bruckner, and Beethoven. In the farewell concert with tickets sold in all the corners of the world for the minimum price of $500, the maestro said, "A conductor completely depends on his musicians' ability and commitment. A conductor deserves that title only when he has conquered the confidence of the interpreters. I believe I've earned it." It was precisely the musicians who in different occasions had resisted him who appointed him honorary conductor. After the concert, a 15-minute ovation prevented him from leaving the stage. In October 1989, Barenboim was in Buenos Aires, a month before the fall of the Berlin Wall, to conduct the Philharmonic Orchestra at a memorable public concert. Barenboim wanted to celebrate the 40th anniversary of his musical debut at the Colón Theatre, interpreting a piece he had been postponing all his life, Bach-Goldberg Variations. That performance became a record that was heard all around the world. Seven years later, he gratified himself again. He conducted tango. He recorded My Beloved Buenos Aires, together with double bass player Héctor Console and Rodolfo Mederos Bandoneon. On the cover, he said, "Through this record full of nostalgia, I invite all the marvelous rhythms, the sensual melodies, and the eternal magic of my beloved Buenos Aires." Barenboim's activity, with more than 74 years of age and 67 of musical career, is continuous. He received the most remarkable awards for his artistic and humanist activity throughout the world. He was the musical director of the Teatro alla Scala in Milano during almost 4 years. He continues as director of the Orchestra of the Peace between Arabs and Israelis. He continues with the direction of the Staatskapelle Berlin Orchestra. He also leads the Pierre Boulez Concert Hall, especially built in Berlin by the mythical architect Frank Gehry in 2015. He supports his musical internship project at the Colón Theatre in Buenos Aires, and among other activities, he continues giving concerts with his life friend, Martha Argerich. Thank you. In 2011, Daniel Barenboim's name was added to the list of the possible winners of the Nobel Peace Prize and continues in it. An honor for us, his country of origin. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentinians who impressed the world. Daniel Barenboim. A musician beyond borders. Production, Darío Burstein. Coordination, Silvana Avellaneda. Edition, Matías Arreza Igor. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Bueno, sí, sé que tú planeas ir por la autopista del oeste hasta su fin. Andarás bien por la 66. Serpentea de Chicago hasta L.A. Son 2,000 millas, más también podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. Va por San Luis, abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma es tan bonita que verás Amarillo, Gallup, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino. Eso es lo que querías ver. En este viaje todo lo podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. Por San Luis, abajo está Missouri, ciudad de Oklahoma es tan bonita que verás Amarillo, Gallup, hasta México. Flagstaff, Arizona, no olvides Pomona, grandes olas rompen San Bernardino. Eso lo querías ver. En este viaje todo lo podrás hacer. Andarás bien por la 66. Andarás bien por la 66. Nah. Andarás bien.
Obviously, you recognize this tune if you're an English speaker, especially if you're in the US. That's Route 66. But you may not be familiar with the lyrics in this case. which are in English. Sorry, in Spanish. The original version is in English of this classic track written by Bobby Troup and released originally in 1946. Well, what you just enjoyed on the airwaves of RAE is an Spanish language version by Norberto Napolitano, mainly known as Papo, was a big blues person in this country. And as I said before, he got invited to perform with no less than B.B. King back in the 1990s on the stage of the Madison Square Garden. And that was his rendition of Route 66 in Spanish, but making reference to all of the original places along road number 66 in the U.S., that, as I understand, Papo wrote many times. And with this music, we come to the end of today's program. Music by Norberto Napolitano, a.k.a. Papo. That's what we are going to be doing as from now on. We're going to have thematic playlists. And today, all of the songs were by Papo. Headlines now and then sign off. President Milei renews Argentina's sovereignty claim over Malvinas. Senate resumes debate on Milei's reform project, the Bases Law. A train accident in Buenos Aires City left dozens injured. Rains worsened the situation in southern Brazil, where 140 died in the floods. Peru. President Dina Boluarte's brother was arrested on corruption charges. Sports. Argentine football tournament, the Liga Profesional, has kicked off. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine radio. Our operator was sound technician Marisa Santillan, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This program is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, but also we stream live through rae.com.ar, I repeat, rae.com.ar, and also available via our app for mobile devices. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.